Recording live from Newark, New Jersey. It's the 1-9 with Solo, where we support all things dope. Listen on all streaming platforms or head over to airwave1and9.com for your listening or viewing options. Now let's get to the convo.
All right, so we back up in here. We got Fly Kicks. You know, part two, yo. We did this before, like 2 years ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But for me, it feels like longer. I don't know if it's because we're chopping up on a daily not on a daily, because like we get busy and sometimes we try to keep in touch, but like.
I think it has a lot to do with the amount of things that we've accomplished in this duration of time, that it seems like. How can a person accomplish that in what feels like a short amount of time? So it ultimately feels like no way.
Yeah.
It had to be way, way long. Especially when you're in the midst of making some stuff happen, it feels long.
Yeah.
Nah, I get that.
It does. And then for people who don't really know, who haven't watched like the interview before, like, how did you get started and why the name Fly Kicks?
Well, I started Fly Kicks in my studio apartment in Queens, New York, back in, I think, like 2008, 2009. I actually started as a sneaker customizer. So it was just an opportunity for me to step on the scene. I wanted to customize sneakers. I wanted to do some of these amazing buy, sell, and trade sneaker shows. And I was like, you know, I need a cool name. And then, you know, same when you, back in the day when you walked past somebody, oh, those are Fly Pair Kicks.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, it was more so like, I remember being a little girl growing up and walking down the street with my pops and always looking at his feet. And I always be like, man, if I had a pair of Fly Kicks just like him, I'd be just as cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I've never acquired quite the collection that my father has even to this day. So I decided to become that cool. I decided to become Fly Kicks. And I remember having the name in my head. That's when my mom, she came and picked me up one day and just flown in. And I'm like, Mom, you know, I'm thinking about customizing sneakers. And she said, Des, you know, even as a kid, I kept you a pair of Fly Kicks. And she had not known what the name was going to be for my brand. I was just like, that's it. It's something that combines my mother and my father. It gives me that feeling of nostalgia. So I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. And then from customizing sneakers, now I'm cutting sneakers up and putting them on.
Yeah, sounds like a good commercial. Like, even as a kid, I kept you alive. Yo, that's dope, actually. That's crazy. But like, all right, so like the transition from customizing to, you know, doing like the canvases and stuff like that, what made you want to get into that?
Man, first and foremost, I wanted to do, you know, sneaker customizing was cool. It was a great experience, but then I was ready to transition and do something different. And I wanted to do something that nobody in the world was doing. So I found myself Googling, like, hey, is there anybody kind of doing this style of art? And I found that nobody was. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to teach myself how to do this. And I kept it, like, the idea in my head. Then one day, I was watching Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm.
And I see him just turning mayhem into beauty. And I was like, yo, I could do that. I see him do it with a bush. I could do it with sneakers. I could cut sneakers up. I could create canvases. And in 2016, like around 2016, I was like, all right, now it's time. And I remember cutting up a pair of Red 11s for my first IG video.
Mm-hmm.
That's when IG was kind of switching up.
Yeah.
And doing the videos. And people were like, why would you? They thought these sneakers were brand new. Why would you do that? That is crazy.
Yeah.
And I realized that wow factor was there. And I was just like, this is what I want to be known for. I want to be the Edward Scissorhands of sneakers. Like,
which is crazy, yo, because like you did it with IG first, like really came around. And then people were like, yo, why are you cutting up sneakers? And then now you'll see people cutting up different sneakers, but really for no reason. Really for no reason. And
remember that video you sent me?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, do you have anybody that you see like trying to copy your style?
You know what? I tell myself, like, the only person I'm in competition with is myself.
Yeah.
You know, now there are going to be people who try to imitate what I do, but I feel like by the time they get to the caliber of artist that I'm at currently, I've been able to surpass that. So they're more than welcome to try it, and more than welcome to study it. I know people that be like, you know, I just want to sit around you while you create, and I create alone. I say I'm not worried because I know that the ideas that I continue to be blessed with, I'm gonna be able to do something that's like, wow. And where I'm at as well is people send me pictures and videos via DM because they thought of Fly Kicks. This reminded me of you.
Yeah.
That's such an incredible feeling when someone sees any type of sneaker art now. It could be somebody spray painting a sneaker box on a refrigerator. This made me think of you. And it's like, wow, like my village shows up for me each and every time. Just making sure I stay in the loop because you know I'll be in my own world. But yeah, people are welcome to do what they do. But it's really only one Black Egg. So
yeah. Now, you make like custom art and stuff like that. So who do you feel like you want to make a custom piece for?
You know, a lot of my, so I do a lot of wool pieces, which I love. I've been blessed to be able to sell pieces like in Germany. I've sent a piece to Ghana,
all throughout the States. Crazy.
But it'd be nice to get a wool piece to all the wool members. I actually currently have a purple tape piece that I think is so fly. I have a piece for Ghostface. So I do have a few pieces that I want to hand deliver myself to each and every one because my mama will want a picture with me with each and every one. So I'm going to make that dream come true. But yeah, I think that's definitely high up on my list and just being able to go to Nike headquarters one day to tour the campus, take that all in, and where I feel like wherever an event that aligns with who I am or what I do, that's something I want to be a part of, you know, because our goals and aspirations are constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And so what I want to do today, I know that tomorrow I'm going to wake up and say, I want bigger.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just going to continue creating so when those opportunities come, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I think when it comes to like Nike and Jordan, like, you can't help but like think of Fly Kicks. You get what I'm saying? Like I was in the city and I was looking down from a building and like it was crazy. I don't know where the hell, but it was like off of 42nd and like I was looking down and you know how they got like a garden on top of the buildings? So I see the garden, but it was in the shape of a Nike symbol. So I was like, yo. So like immediately I was like, yo, I just thought about Fly Kicks. You know what I mean? But that's crazy. So alright, so I'm Adidas. And I come with like a $2 million check ready to go right now.
I know that might sound wild to somebody to say, you know, I want what I want.
Yeah.
But what people don't really realize is why I want what I want. Now, granted, you know, brands and stuff have a way of being a part of our childhood. But my work only features Nikes and Jordans because that's all I remember my father wearing as a kid.
Yeah.
And I've always really idolized my pops. He wear all brands of sneakers. And I think all brands are great, but there are just certain brands that stick with me a little bit more in terms of how aesthetically I like them, how they make my pieces feel.
Yeah.
So it's not really about the money for me, but I'm not going to allow a brand to invest in me when I don't invest in it. It's not a brand that I wear, so why would I want to switch my whole art up of all these years just because of that? So I mean, like, it's not something I want to do.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like after like seeing your art, and I got a couple pieces myself, but like after seeing like all the art and all the detail, I could not see an Adidas logo or a Puma or some New Balance.
and they are all amazing brands.
Yeah, but I can see.
Aesthetically, I just don't think it takes my pieces through to the level that I want to take them. Because granted, I'm constantly learning about sneakers. I don't know all the sneakers that are out there, but I just know that how that wow factor of being able to cut into a pair of sneakers that I once loved as a kid is like, wow. It's like, I'm having fun while I'm creating it. I'm in the zone, you know, so it's just, I'm all about that whole feeling.
And like, so what's like the process for you when you like want to create?
So by the time I actually want to touch the canvas, I've already created. I've been building the idea in my head for some time, and then it's like I have that moment where it finally comes together. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to cut go into the canvas. What I do love now at the stage of being able to create is that people have been sending me sneakers, donations from all over, even yourself. take some sneakers and put on your feet. Like, let me get those. You don't really want those, right?
Yeah.
But people send me donations where I can actually, like, art supplies. I can go to my shelf and pick out a pair of sneakers that fit the idea that I want to have. Mm-hmm. But it is a process as far as choosing the right sneaker, envisioning. I have to envision the cuts in my head before I even actually cut into a sneaker, because if you cut the sneaker too small, you ruin the whole idea. Because I don't want my pieces to look like chopped up pieces of sneakers.
Yeah.
I want a person who loves sneakers to be able to look at the sneakers and say, yo, that's a Jordan 1, or yo, that's an Air Max 90. Yo, they can look at it and tell what sneaker it is. Yeah. That's part of our whole style. So, I mean, it's a process, but it really starts with having the right sneaker. The right sneaker changes everything.
So, like, how many pairs of sneakers did you go through, like, did you mess up before you finally got it right?
I've never really messed up a pair of sneakers. I've never really messed up. Now, there are designs that I had early on that were, like, trash. Like, I remember one event, I created this piece at the very last minute, and I showed up to the art show with my mom. We walked right past my piece initially. And I was like, yo, mom, that's my piece right there. And she said, oh, that's cute. I was like, yo, that's the last time she would ever say anything is cute, because I knew she wasn't filming it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, nah, I never let her say that again.
Yeah,
so
you knew right away she wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I knew right away.
So that's cute.
But I've been revamping some pieces because now, you know, as we've evolved as artists, we look back at something, you know, that's like remixing our own work. I'm like, yo, I could do that way better right now. So now I'm ripping that off the canvas. I'm changing everything up. I'm taking it to a whole new level. So I've actually revamped a few recent pieces that way. Not because I felt like, at the time, I felt like it was fire.
Yeah.
This version of me, I'm like, nah. You know, they say art is never finished, it's only abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, nah, ain't no way this gonna be on the website next to all this stuff.
Yeah.
Switch this up, the price goes up.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, the price gotta go up.
So, but luckily, you know, I never really ruined a pair of sneakers right now anyway.
And I know you did before you did a Big Pun tribute.
I sold that around the holidays. What a lot of people don't realize is my mother was born in Puerto Rico. I have family from Puerto Rico. My father's black as well, so I'm biracial.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when I created that piece, people just thought that I did it because just out of love.
Like, why you made this?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you realize I have a Wu-Tang Puerto Rican flag button pinned on my jacket. So people are always just like, oh, they know I like Wu, so they always just think I'm like, no, you realize I'm Puerto Rican too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But yeah, that piece, it just reminds me, when I was creating that piece, it just reminds me like the love that I have for my grandfather and the being young and listening to Jibarito music, and how that made me feel. So being able to create that piece and then, you know, to make it more, like it resonates with me, incorporating a pun into it and stuff like that. So a lot of times I get ideas based on just how my upbringing and what inspires me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that piece, so.
That was a dope piece. That was a dope piece, yo. I swear, man. Like, so you think you would make like a Biggie piece, a Tupac piece, you think you would do that?
Actually, a few people reach out to me about creating, you know, something that's like related to Big and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pieces like that, I think, work well for me, like making it a collaborative project.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you notice, a lot of the backgrounds of my pieces tend to be kind of empty or kind of like not plain, I would say, but it leaves room for collaboration. Imagine collaborating with another artist that does graffiti, does something crazy, and then I'm putting my style of art on top of it. So I always, although I have not really done any collaborations, I do leave room for collaborations, especially for the fire artists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it would be dope if the right idea is right. I just have to figure out a way to fuse my sneakers into there, because I don't want it to look like I'm drawing, painting on top of a sneaker to make it look like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah. Now you got like different, I know you got an event coming up, and you had some events like previously. So the ones previously, like, what was it and how did it go?
So last year, I curated a community project, the Youth Sneaker Customizing Workshop, where I invited 15 kids to participate in this interactive sneaker-inspired workshop. Every kid was gifted a brand new pair of Air Force Ones. They learned fundamentals of sneaker customization. I had a DJ, they had food, they had giveaways. Pretty much this kid received this all expenses paid opportunity. But what was so special about this was it was not just about customizing sneakers.
Yeah.
It was creating a safe space where we all felt seen and heard, where we could connect creatively, mentally, and, you know, emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know, so people don't realize when you create innovative ways to connect with someone, you don't realize the way that people open up to you.
Yeah.
Sneakers are the icebreaker for me. You know, I show up, I'm an adult, I'm working with you. They're like, okay, another grown up. But then when they realize I like sneakers, you are connecting with them, we're talking now, they start opening up and telling me about some of the things, maybe the insecurities that they may have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was super successful. The feedback was beautiful. And it actually opened up more opportunities for grant funding. Because for me, that's, you know, I do a lot of giving back to the community. You know, I do a lot of like different things, whether it's giving away care bags for hygiene products or funding these for youth workshops or doing even giveaways. You know, I give away canvases and all that. Like, I get the urge in the morning, today is going to be a giveaway. And I'm giving away something that costs $200 for absolutely free. So just being able to have successful events like that has opened up new opportunities where this year I'm preparing for the biggest project of my career. Not just in the general, like on top of it being a community project, but just overall the amount of work that I've been devoting to this, where on May 17th, I'm curating a community collaborative pop-up exhibition. Mm-hmm. Everything is absolutely free for the community to come and enjoy. I'm going to feature art from students, residents, aspiring and professional artists. And I'm creating a space and opportunity for the artists to display their work, and they keep 100% of their sales. Although through grant funding and myself, we've rented out an actual gallery and in a space for people to just kind of utilize and have an amazing time. And then the following day, I'm doing another youth art workshop, Sneaker Inspire, where the kids are gonna have all our supplies, everything they could possibly need, a DJ again, and food and all that. So it's gonna be a good time where I'm just kind of gathering some more donations for like their swag bags, make sure they go home and remember this incredible experience. So it's a lot of work, but it is so fulfilling to be able to realize that I once was, even when we look back on a previous interview when you and I were talking, some of the things I wanted to do then, I have accomplished.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just like, wow. And a lot of that I attribute to, you know, having a strong foundation and remaining consistent, when sometimes I was just like, you sure? You ready for this? Because it's a lot of work. I mean, from the time I open my eyes, I'm working 20 hours out of a 24-hour day most days.
Yeah.
But I know my why is so much bigger than how I'm going to do it. I'm like, I know why I do it, so everything else will fall into place. So I'm super excited about that. May is going to be a good time. The year is going to be a good year, but this is that one.
Yeah, this is that one.
This is that one.
Then you have different like artists that you're featuring there too.
Yeah.
So a lot of them reached out to you?
So I have artist submissions, the deadline, people, you know, typically from the Trenton and Mercer County area, but I am opening it up to like those people who can meet the requirement of the drop-off and the pickup dates. But yeah, they can submit their artwork until April 21st, and then we're going to review all the submissions and select artists from there because, you know, space is very limited.
Yeah.
The goal for this show is for me to highlight every individual artist. So when I mean your name is going to be on the roll next to mine, your name is, everybody's name is going to be on the roll.
Yeah.
Every artist that I select for the show, it's important for me that they know that Fly Kicks Presents the Art Collective would not be possible without the art collective, the collective artists that are going to be featured in the show. So yeah, submissions have been rolling in and they've been looking real good. But I, you know, I've been doing things a little bit more old school where it's more street team style.
Yeah.
And like when the A&R goes scout for talent, I be outside scouting for talent. If anybody knows me, I'm a bit of a recluse. So I'm not super social at events, but I go outside with a purpose. Like if you want more, you have to do more. Yeah, so true. I'm like, I'm out there like, listen, I get the opportunity to see people work in person, and I'm like, listen, you might want to consider submitting your work. It could be a great opportunity. Even performers, we're having a few live performers, a few singers at the event as well. It's going to be like a collection of the arts. But more importantly, it is going to be for the community, so it's very family-oriented. People can come out with their daughters and their sons and come out and enjoy an amazing 2 hours.
Now, is this something that you see yourself doing, like, annually?
I would love to do some sort of youth workshop, community project in general, annually. And with the proper funding, I would love to do more community, like, youth art workshops. Mm-hmm. Of course, they'll be sneaker-inspired, because Fly Cakes is sneaker-inspired, but... You know, what I want the main focus to be more of us focusing on our mental health and being able to have fun and create. So, yeah, with the right funding, everything is possible.
Like, I know you're, like, real big into community and the youth, and, like, how important do you think that is? Like, especially getting back to the city that you come from.
It's, you know, it's like a tug of war. Like, for me, it's super important because I love to pull back into my community. You know, and it's a great feeling when those who support you or, you know, the grant money that I've been receiving, shout out to I Am Trent, who awarded me with a grant last year and the year prior because they believe in the vision, and Oz as well, where they see these innovative artists and not just the same artists doing cool things, and they're investing in you, you know, so that's why it's so important according to the community. However, there are challenges. You know, sometimes as much as you want to give out to your community, you don't always receive that love and support at times at the same magnitude that you're giving it. But you have to remember your why. Like, you know, although you may not receive all the support from every adult, there are children out there that need us. Because these young men become grown men. These young ladies become grown women. And if we can kind of shape and mold them and guide them now, I feel like they'll have a better quality of life. And that's important to me. And, you know, so as long as I have the breath to continue to do it, I'll continue to figure out ways to do it.
And congrats on being recognized by the city of Trent.
Well, thank you. That's always fun.
I'll be seeing you out there.
Yeah, you know, we put in the work, especially with these grant projects and stuff like that. And I also received, you know, a few years ago, a proclamation from Mercer County for volunteering. So my goal is I want Fly Cakes to be known not only as an artist, but an active volunteer, ultimately, you know, a philanthropist. So that's really important to me, because being an artist is great, but being a good person, it's extremely important. Like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, people just think that their kindness is a sign of weakness, and you could be a strong individual but care about people too. You see what I'm saying? Especially if we want to see our hometowns grow and prosper, we have to pour back into the environment that we want to see prosper. So it is nice to, you know, be highlighted maybe one day, key to the city.
Now, do you see, like, does Trenton have, like, a big art community?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing quite a few events in Trenton, but I've actually been branching out more, kind of getting back into the city. I did an event in Brooklyn not too long ago. It was amazing. One day, it would be great to see my work in the Brooklyn Museum. So that is one of the goals on the list, but more in more museums. That's what I see for my work, being able to create a great, amazing wow factor work and be featured in museums. But yeah, the community, there's a great uptrend community. You know, a lot of artists that do amazing things. So I want to continue to pour it back into where I come from, but ultimately expand as well, because I have, there are bigger things that I aspire to do. So
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, I look at the art and I'm like, yeah, you really got, like, something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? From the Woo pieces to the Bulls to the, I saw the Big Pun. You know what I mean? I got the King piece. I got the Crown. You know what I'm saying? Like you got something for everybody, which is crazy. Like, this got to really be like a Nike store somewhere.
And I take commissions as well. So depending on the idea and the budget, if a person comes to me with an idea, like some people, like, for instance, changing their logo. Like, people have bigger sports teams, and I'm able to do those things. especially if I like the concept, I like the idea, and your logo, I think it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I could turn that into a piece made out of sneakers. My mind just has to be able to envision it. So, and the budget just has to be right. I could definitely, because that's why I think that would be dope for people who have different companies and brands that have my work. It's like merging to the best of both worlds. What's, what means something to me and what means something to you. So, yeah, why not? So, yes, I do accept commissions.
Yeah, so that's a crazy thought right there. My logo was kind of crazy with some pixels on it. You know what?
Yeah.
We're gonna see. Nah, but like, yeah, you're doing big things, man. So like, the event coming up, and you got the submissions that are due by the 21st. Mm-hmm. And there's no other events like right after that?
I'm gonna be doing like some more. I'm gonna be doing some like pop-up style events, and like in different places and stuff like that. So pretty much the whole year is kind of like planned out as far as that goes. I'll probably fuse in. Maybe another community project, but the summer is all about collaboration. So if a person want to do like pop-up paint style events where I bring the canvases and the ideas and we chill and we connect and we paint and people just kind of pay for a spot to be a part of it. So I'm hoping for a lot of different things, but you know, the year is planned out for me.
Yeah, I know.
So anything at this point that I incorporate is because I really want to. Mm-hmm. It's not about making money at this point because I've already planned out my money makers for the year. So
Now what is one thing that you think that people get wrong about being an artist?
So I heard someone say to me the other day, and we had talked about this earlier, that they label themselves as a starving artist, and I had to say nothing starving about me. And it's not even in a sense of money. It's just, I feel like if you put that depiction out there that you're starving, you're just trying to scratch your love when you can, sometimes I feel like that devalues your art as far as when you know your price is your price. For people to say, you're a starving artist. Like, how can you be charging that much? If you really want to survive out here, you should be charging this. And I feel like even beyond money, like I'm happy. I love the life that I live. I know how blessed I am, you know, and I feel like the blessings bestowed upon me allows me to be of greater service to other people. So I like to remove that stigma of starving artists, because, you know, if you feel rich in spirit, that's wealth in itself. So, and I feel like that people don't. I think people sometimes love the aesthetics of being an artist, but people are not really doing the work. You have to be consistent, even in the moments where you don't know what is going on. Like, you have to just allow your faith to be stronger than your fear. And I just go out there like, listen, I don't know how I'm gonna get from point A to point B, but trust and believe I'm gonna get there. So I just think that you have to really want it. You have to really want it, because some months you're going to be down and some months you're going to be up. That's a sacrifice of doing, like, that's a sacrifice of making your dreams reality. It's, you don't always know how much money you're going to make. So I just like just kind of removing that stigma and just be like, you know, you really got to want it. And it can't be because you want money, because there's been some times I was down. And nothing about this been money motivated. Because in the beginning it was like nothing. And now it's like, to see now people not, I don't have to shake, like, it's, they don't feel like people trying to shake me for my price, where people are like, I get it. Okay, cool. And just send me the money. It's nice. It's nice to be in that space. It's nice to have earned that. Because I know that the work that I put in earned me the right to be like, all right, well, if you don't want it for that price, it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else will. That's all right. Just stand on it.
Yeah, stand on it.
Stand on it.
Now, are there certain like shows or events that you won't go to?
There are certain shows or events. Yeah, I decide not to do things all the time.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like it resonates with me. Like, there are places where I just know it's going. I have done shows because I know it's just going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Good music, good people. The DJ is going to be fire. The people, are just, all the other artists there are amazing. So I get to talk and connect with them. So I'm down to do it, even if I know I'm not going to probably. I know it's not going to be really no sales. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about that. I'm going for the ambiance. But there are some bits where I'm like, first of all, that's not even my target market. Mm-hmm. They don't even understand the concept of what I do. I'm not going to spend all my hours explaining to somebody that this is art, regardless of the medium that I use. I just know that when I go to somewhere, granted, you don't never know who you're going to meet. Mm-hmm. But if I know that this, if I know that the people that are coming out to this particular event have, they don't like sneakers, they don't have, they don't like maybe some of the pieces or that I'm going to feature, that's not my market for me. So why would I pack up all my stuff, drive to this event, spend my money, knowing that I'm not going to probably talk to anybody, and that I'm not going to even enjoy myself there? So no, thank you. Listen, I'm not interested.
Yeah. So you've been to events like that before?
I'm not gone. I've been offered the opportunity to go. And I said, you know what, no, thank you. You know, keep me in mind for another project. Mm-hmm. Because I know at the stage in the game what events are for me and what just aren't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be in an event where it's going to be dark. Why would I go to an event where the lighting is bad? No, thanks. My work is meant to be seen and touched and enjoyed. Why would I want to go somewhere and not proper lighting just to say I was there? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm fine. They can see myself online. I'm fine.
Now, let's say a guy hits you up on social media and wants to date you, like...
Yeah. I don't know why you're fighting it so funny.
No, I'm saying like he's like, I don't do Nikes, I don't do Jordans. Would that be a turn off?
No, so if a person, first of all, I'm confused. They hit me up to date me?
If they want to take you out, if they like what you got going on, and they like, yo, I really want to get to know Fly Kicks, but.
Oh, no, I know people who wear whatever. I say people should wear whatever they want, because there's beautiful luxury brands. They're independent. There's like, listen, absolutely not. Yeah. I think that people should be comfortable. People should be comfortable in who they are, in the skin that they occupy or their style. However, they should understand with me, you don't know how I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
I might show up in super casual sneakers, but I might show up, I might get dressed. So you have, in looking at me, you have to be comfortable knowing that there's versatility there. There are some times where I just like to be casual, chill. I might like to wear a sweatshirt. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? I am not the woman that wants to be dressed up, super dressed up all the time.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't want to wear shoes all the time. That's not my thing. So a person has to make sure that they're comfortable with that, because just like I'm not going to try to slide them out a certain pair of sneakers in a pair of J's and Nikes, they shouldn't be trying to change me to wear all the stuff that they like. It's just like the fact that I wear black all the time makes some people very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah.
I mean...
You said it makes them uncomfortable?
I've heard people say, like, now granted, my whole aesthetics is black underneath, but you know, I've always worn like different color accessories, like today, like a jacket or whatever. Well, people be like, well, you know, because in my pictures, I will wear color, but I don't go outside in color, like a whole colorful outfit.
Yeah.
So, that's not what I do. But yeah, people be like, well, you look so pretty in other colors, you should wear other colors. Bro, I'm not getting dressed up for you. Like, sound crazy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you got to comfortable.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I love wearing black, so I say, listen, you dress how you, as long as you dress and you look nice and everything looks good, I don't see like it should be an issue. Now, if it was something else, we can have a nice conversation. I think my creative, my constructive input. But other than that, don't try to change me.
Yeah.
Don't let you be.
No, like last time we spoke, you know, you were mentioning like what you wanted to plan and what you plan on doing and where you saw yourself, like, and now it's came to like fruition. So where do you see yourself like next year and in the next like 5 years?
Well, let's just really focus on that next year. Because it's like, okay, that's like when you sit and you meet someone for the first time, you're like,
yeah.
You know, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? It's like, and people come up with all these cool things.
Uh-huh.
And they don't take into consideration the amount of work that all these cool things take. Mm-hmm. As for next year, I would love to have a like a studio, to have a separate studio space off of Live Kicks that I can utilize for like community as well. So where I can have whether it's studio space inside of a well-known place where I have like exhibit my work, kind of like a gallery format where people can actually come and like present it as a showroom, you know, where I have like open like studio type of hours.
Yeah.
Or possibly like a place to utilize as an event space that will not only serve as a gallery, but it can be used for other things as well, mm-hmm. other events and stuff like as well. But ultimately, it would be nice to have some type of space or gallery style thing going on. More community events next year. I love my second solo show to be next year. I've only actually had one solo show that was about 2 years ago. So next year would be time for me. Mm-hmm. So it would be nice and really do that. That's why this community project is so important to me, to realize how much work goes into that and being able to do my solo show next year. And then more features, more editorial features, mm-hmm. come on, more amazing podcasts and shows and interviews and different things. Like even having this opportunity right here is really nice because it always just feels so organic and feels so natural. So more of that next year. And then for the future, it just be working my way to museums, working my way to different countries, working my way to having a residency somewhere where I could just create. I could literally just wake up, read books, listen to music, create, yeah. and not feel like I have to be anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. And just get into that space where Fly Kicks is recognized in a way for all that I know that it should be recognized for, not just the sneaker girl.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, oftentimes I don't mind it. Cause, like, yeah, as long as they know who I am.
Sneaker girl.
Yeah, that's me. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? But just being recognized in like just different spaces, but more importantly, always being able to show up as myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, that's the thing. If you go to an event, you want to be able to show up in your sneakers if you want to. You want to be able to show up in your varsity jacket, just chill, just being, and letting your personality shine. And I always want to remind myself of that. It's okay to just show up as you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't like you, that's okay too.
Yeah.
So, and I just want to continue to be comfortable with that and walk in that. Like I love who I am. And if they don't like it, that's none of my business.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's I just see more growth and more giving back and even mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
For I never want anyone to ever hesitate to say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. How do I? Especially if I see them doing the work. If I see them doing the work already, and they just really just asking me to extend the olive branch type of thing. You know, I'm willing to say, hey, you know, I have an idea for that. I can help you. I can put you in contact with them. But more importantly, if you come to me, I need to be able to see you already doing the work. If not, then it's just like, what are we even doing here? So yeah, a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
All of it.
Now, it's crazy because like, I know you to be like a strong woman. Like I know your whole character, you know what I'm saying? Like you're straight, direct. Like who do you think you get that more from? Your mom or your dad? Or are they both kind of similar?
They're both kind of similar, but my father, he does not play around. And sometimes I have to remember my approach with people because, you know, they say that it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You can get a lot more accomplished in your tone.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to remember my tone because even my mannerisms, my face is like, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
So I just have to be like, oh, okay, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of just trying to, I can still be direct, but maybe softening my approach. Mm-hmm. My father's really, I bring it to your front door. What's going on?
I
understand that if I already ask you. If I ask you, it's because I already know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I definitely get that. But, you know, between my parents, they created a super strong foundation for me where it's beautiful to know that I am loved. It's beautiful to know that my parents have always seen me from a child. So my parents tell me how beautiful I am. I know that stands for something.
Yeah.
So I never really had to look to the outside world for validation. But yeah, a lot of my personality is very much like my father. But I've been working on just incorporating some of that beauty of my mother too.
Yeah.
Because she has, like, I call her my heart in human form. So Yeah, it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
But I'm working. Masterpieces take time. I'm a work in progress.
My kids gonna soften up for y'all.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm soft where I need to be soft in certain areas. But in certain areas, you have to be like strong. You have to be, I won't say like assertive, but you have to just like know like this is what I want. Mm-hmm. This is. Because had certain requests been made by a man, we wouldn't even be having certain conversations.
Yeah.
But the fact that sometimes I'm a woman and like be taken aback that I'm like, no, I'm good. What you mean? No, I'm not doing that. No, mm-hmm. I remember having projects presented to me early on in stage of the game. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm an interesting character.
You ever think that you get back into modeling?
But the thing about it is, for fly kicks, I've always modeled for fly kicks as mm-hmm. far as well my pitches and stuff like that because I have control over how I want to portray me.
Yeah.
Like even if you like look at some of the earlier pictures that I have for fly kicks, I've always been like doing it my own way. But I've never really, and there's some times where brands, shout out to the brands that want to send me some stuff in black and other colors too. So for other brands and stuff, especially when I love what they're doing. I will wear their stuff. Like, I take shots and then do wear that stuff, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
So that's the only time that I kind of do like collaborations or people paying me to wear certain things, but I already believed in the brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But as far as like modeling for other people, I mean, I'm like really kind of awkward in front of the camera first and foremost.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it happens that way, but I don't think that I ever want. I don't want nothing that's going to take me away from what my purpose is. And my purpose is to do this art in a way that nobody has ever seen done before. Because, excuse me, I'd be damned if the style that I've created, someone takes it and now it looks brand new and fresh to somebody. Oh, like this is the first time somebody ever seen something like
this.
Wow,
I've never saw this before.
Like, do you not realize Fly Kicks has been doing this for X amount of years? So yeah, so I'm just trying to outdo me and just take it to a whole another level. And when I get in these prominent places, then I'll be like, okay. Now I wanted to get to a space where I only have to create a few pieces a year and I'm set for the year.
Yeah.
You know that feeling? Like you may reach your quota for the year. Now you can just do all types of other things.
No, like art. I don't know if like, can you patent something like that?
Some people like
you're just so unique, you know what I'm saying?
And to be honest, I don't feel like somebody else mentioned it to me. To be honest, I don't really know, but to be honest, it makes me know never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like I cut up sneakers, this is a style of art that I do, but how many styles of art has people been doing for many years? Think of like ceramics and stuff like that, been making mugs and doing all this type of stuff. We do it. As different artists, so I think
sure.
that as artists, it's our jobs to kind of take the tools that we've been given and take it up on another level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would never, that was a problem for me if somebody takes my style completely and tries to replicate in it the same exact idea. I've actually had that happen with someone in, they were in Switzerland or something like that, where they took the same exact sneakers and they created something very similar. It's when I was just kind of starting off doing like swooshes and they did that and they thought that they were by tagging me very small. That was good enough. And
yeah.
We discussed it and it worked itself out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No said.
Yeah. So I mean, it's okay because certain things I just rubs me the wrong way and that type of stuff is not flattering it off of me because a lot of times those same people that steal yourself on their page, they'll get 500, 600 comments and it's like, this is my idea.
Yeah.
You realize that?
Yeah.
But it's just like, but sometimes in these other places, they get so much, they get a lot of love, where people may not be exposed to you as an artist. So it's our job to go, just keep on grinding, keep going, and where so it gets to a point where everyone sees your work at wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if they wanted to forget you, it's like I know you saw me.
Yeah.
I know you've seen me over there.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to be like. Dad, I see you in places. Yeah, where at? Yeah. So.
Yeah, I know you know him like in Jersey, of course, and New York. But I know you were featured also like on Philly News.
Yeah, Fox 29 featured me a few times, which was pretty awesome. Yeah, that was pretty dope. Like, I remember watching it air for me and my parents watched it for the first time. Mm-hmm. And you've seen pictures of my parents and stuff like that. Because, you know, they came to my studio and it's actually the only place that I have pictures. So I don't have any pictures at all in my spot, except for in my studio.
Yeah.
In my studio, I have pictures of my grandparents, my aunts, you know, my uncle, and my parents and stuff like that. But other than that, nowhere else do you find pictures.
So studio is like your intimate setting.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I want to be surrounded by the love. I can look at a picture and remember a picture of me and my uncle who's a year younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out a way to fix a red wagon in the basement. Always building stuff. You know what I'm saying? And always having these ideas for when I was customizing sneakers and then switching my style up and knowing that, telling my family about it, it was just like, but then you've always done your own thing. You've always been making stuff, you know? So it was not surprising that you would create a style that no one had really seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, for me, and I say it now, and I'm comfortable saying now that I am the blueprint when it comes to the style of art. Like, before me, had people really, really seen it done. So, now I just had to take it to a whole another level.
I mean, how much more level can you take it than it's already?
I can take it to a level of getting invited to Nike headquarters and show them my work there. I can take it to a whole another level when Wu-Tang has pop-ups for going on tour. Mm-hmm. I'm invited to exhibit pieces out there.
Yeah.
You know, because of the style of art that I create. So, there's always more places to take it and more ideas. As I receive more donations and stuff like that, and sponsors to do different things, man, it'd be crazy to get better footage, better content, like what people are like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like watching a DJ in their element, except I'm cutting them sneakers and putting it together. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? And one, just, it's a lot more to do.
Yeah. Now, so the website that you sell your the canvases on, like, where can people go to get it if they want to?
Yeah, I sell all my work on imflykicks.com. That's imflykickz.com. I mean, I have a lot of stuff on there, even like canvases, accessories, a lot of different things for different price points as well. So that's a great space to really learn about who I am, what I do, those upcoming big projects. And one thing about me, like, I connect with people I pride myself on customer service. I pride myself on how I get back to people. Like, when people send me a message via my website, I see it. And as soon as I see it, me and my team, we respond to it because I want people to know, like, I don't sit on stuff for super long. Like, I'm never that busy. Like, I feel like we as people make time for the right people, places and things as we see fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that the amount of things that go on in the caliber of my day, just like there are artists out there who are probably doing twice as more, and they always make time.
Yeah.
So when I see the message, if I want people reach out to me like, hey, I have a project in mind, would you like to be a part of it? I'd love to invite you to an event. Listen, if not there, people can actually get in contact with me through VIG as well. I'm very active in creating, you know, content, uploading my content, responding to those DMs. If I don't respond to a DM, it's because I did not see it. You know, IG they put messages in a whole other section sometimes now. But I love that interacting because, and I say this often, it really takes a village. You know, like, people spreading the word, people keeping me up to date on stuff like that. I have people sending me things about events going on all over.
Yeah.
Just in case. You might, if you want to fly out there, or if you've just been thinking about it, and I'm like, thank you, because I live in my own world sometimes. Yeah. So it's nice to know that people are looking out for you and keeping you in the loop, because I listen. I feel like I could accomplish those things on my own, but it will take me far longer. So when people look out for me and send me, you know, suggestions and information, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And do you think that you would ever get into, like, the merch game? I see you customize your own clothing. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think you sell merch? Like your own jackets or something like that?
No. No. I really had no desire. I have no desire for that. I'm not passionate about that.
Yeah.
However, to do it in a way where it becomes a collaboration
with
the brand that, you know what I mean? Like, how they be, like, Nike be featuring some amazing women when they do like campaigns and stuff like that. Like a few years ago, they had like super dope Air Max Day like kind of campaigns, and they roll out different things.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like we all love sneakers in a different way.
Yeah.
So I often tell people that I'm not the woman that you come to. I'm not a sneaker encyclopedia. I don't know all the sneaker facts, but I know why I love sneakers, and I know what that means to me. And that's the only story that I can tell. So we all, as a collective, we know different things about sneakers. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, it'd be nice to collaborate with different brands and do that stuff and kind of give my creative input.
Yeah.
But as far as designing things from on my own, you know, maybe no. Or maybe if it was a brand out there that would have designed some black apparel for me. Yeah, I mean, because that's not always. I feel like I've been wearing black now for about 9 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
80%, almost 80 to 90% of the time, I wear black all the time. So
yeah.
It would be nice to have like some dope hoodies, different types of things. So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be dope. Now, I know you gave me the website. So you said you did a visual on IG. So. Mm-hmm. What's the handle for IG?
IG is Fly Kicks with a Z. So FLYKICKZ. Yeah, and I mean, or even if you like to type in hashtags for Fly Kicks, you can find me as well. Or if you just Google my name, Fly Kicks, you'll find many years of things.
Yeah.
So I'm around. It's not really too hard to find me because I make an effort
mm-hmm.
to make myself seen. So yeah.
You know, we had to do a part two.
I appreciate
it. You know, and I appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep it short, sweet, to the point, because, you know, they can always go back and rewatch the first, you know, the first interview, which we got into it a little bit. And they can see the other pieces that you bought the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the big pun piece is gone.
Yeah.
That was a crazy piece.
I have a lot of great art on there. So you need to check out the website. Just encourage people to listen and learn about this upcoming community project.
Uh-huh.
If you want to get involved, reach out to me. Because listen, we're taking donations for the kids for the swag bag. So let's throw something in their bag.
Yeah, you take donations all year long, right?
Yeah, you're right. I take donations all year long to pour into community-related endeavors. You see what I'm saying? And I let people know. I always highlight each and every person who contributes. So when I receive a contribution, I'll let my platforms know that, hey, we received this contribution from somebody, and let them know who that person was. So right now I'm doing that for our workshop, where I take different pieces, different pictures, and different sneakers with the donations that I received as well. So I try to keep it interesting and fun, but listen, it truly makes a difference, because next month we're going to create magic.
Yeah. I gotta see this next month. You got the hair coming and
we put in different. We put in a lot of work, you know. But it's going. The most important thing that it's going to be community. Everyone is welcome. It's free and open to the public. It's from 6 to 8 on May 17th. I have a lot of advice and information on my website and on my IG as well. So yeah, just tap in, check it out. If you want to contribute in any way, let's do it.
Money or sneakers.
Money or sneakers. Listen.
Nike or Jordan.
Or if you ever have a question, just ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DM.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, thanks again for coming through.
The pleasure has been mine. Like, nah, this is always home. This is amazing up here.
You know, we family, so.
It's amazing up here.
Yeah. All right, fly kids.
1 and 9.